Hello.
Hello. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Amanda Clark, please?
This is she. I'm going to do it for y'all. But this one time.
All right. All right, thank you. Appreciate that. All right, first, are you in a place where you... Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know I'm calling on your cell phone.
Yeah, go ahead. All
right. All right, sir. And just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American or black, or including mixed race with black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American? Okay.
I'm black.
All right, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
39.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be we'll definitely vote, probably vote? Chances 50-50 or we'll probably not vote?
We'll definitely vote.
All right. And then please rate me your level of motivation for voting in this upcoming presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Well, 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
This recorded?
Yes, sir. Everything is being recorded.
Hello, see, first of all, it's a ma'am. I'm a ma'am. I ain't no sir. So when you talk to people, you should just use their name if you don't know their gender, okay?
Okay, no problem. My apologies.
Okay. No problem. I just want to educate you while you're trying to educate me. So,
okay.
As far as being motivated to vote, I'm going to say a 6. And because... I haven't heard no clear issues from either party, but I don't want Trump again. So that's my answer. So I'll see.
Okay.
I'm going to vote. But yeah, go ahead.
I mean, thinking about that direction, you know, the city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the city is headed?
The city or the state?
The city.
Or the U.S. in general? My city, Milwaukee?
Yes, yes.
I'm very dissatisfied with the direction it's headed.
Okay. All right, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I would say somewhat disapproved.
Somewhat disapproved. All right, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you're not, you know, particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, but you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one would be Project 2025, from 0 to 100, or maybe no opinion or never heard of.
Zero,
okay. Kamala Harris.
I would say 70.
70? Tammy Baldwin.
70.
The Republican Party.
0.
0. Joe Biden.
50.
J.D. Vance.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
And the Democratic Party.
70.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Okay, thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given, you know, for why it's important to vote in the 2024. Please rate your each is using, you know, a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 0, that is not all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election, okay? But you can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and mega extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with the second term. But we do know that, you know, he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. Would you say that statement is not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
I say a 6.
A 6. Okay. All right. Thank you. And, okay, elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump-packed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws, which help people of color gain access to equal employment and education opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on his on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
I would say an 8, and I'm going to say that only because it spoke on student loans.
All right. All right, Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy and to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested billions of dollars in campaign contributions from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system for the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
I'm going to say a 9, but it was long. That's a long story.
All right.
And you could lose.
All right.
How many more questions do you got?
Okay, I have the last statement.
I'm talking about all together.
Okay, Mega. Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of, you know, of the history of slavery and racism in this country. In this, if they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. If we want the history of our children to learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
I would say 8.
8. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Republican Donald Trump and Democrat
Kamala Harris.
Okay, yeah, once again, that. please rate me your level of motivation of for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. But you can use any number.
I'm going to say, I think I said 6 before. I'm going to say 6. It's like 6, 7.
7, okay. All right, we almost finished with this survey, okay? I'm only going to read you a few
statements.
No,
you
got
to hurry up. I'm about to go. No, I'm about to be done. You're going to have an incomplete survey. I'm trying to hurry up. I'm going after my destination.
Yes, I'm going to speed up on this survey, on this statements, okay? that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason, 5 is somewhat, and 0 means not convincing at all, but you can use any number. Okay, this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just the first woman president, but also the first black woman president. But this election is about, you know, more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning and a better future for all Americans. Voting for Harris really means a chance to turn our country in a new direction and give voice to a new generation that's fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all.
What
in a country?
Ten. Whatever it's supposed to be.
All right.
I'm about to get off.
All right. While Donald Trump and mega Republicans, you know, work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, so Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As a vice president, Harris helped to reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans and helped pass.
I don't care about that. I don't got asthma. Like, that don't matter. It ain't impacted nothing that's impacted me. Whatever she did for health care, that's not impacting me.
What number?
So,
number would you give it from
0
to 10? Zero.
But for
all right,
other people,
that's the last one, okay? In November, we have a simple choice. Kamala Harris, this prosecutor versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As a district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty in sexual assault.
But
Harris
she also put a lot of people in jail longer than they needed to be, and Trump is a felon. I'm a felon myself, but I got my
homeowners
right to store. I still say Kamala. I'm going to hang up, okay?
Okay, so what number would you say?